Hey there, fellow bird lovers. It's so lovely to have you with us again. A hearty welcome to homebirdfeeder.com. You know, I've always been mesmerized by those tiny, vibrant, darting creatures in our gardens. Yes, hummingbirds. And today we are diving deep into the captivating world of hummingbird beaks. I bet you've got some burning questions about them, right? So buckle up. Let's get this journey started. Opening the beak mystery. So, the million-dollar question. Do hummingbirds actually open their beaks? You bet they do. They're not just sipping nectar through a sealed straw. They're also on the hunt, nabbing insects and spiders to spice up their diet. Basic beak breakdown. When we talk beaks, hummingbirds sport an upper part, the maxilla, and a lower flexible bit, the mandible. And hey, don't be deceived by their sleek and sharp appearance. They're not just for show. They play a critical role in feeding. Length matters. Now these birds are diverse. With over 350 species, beak lengths vary. Most hover around 15 millimeters to 25 millimeters. But here's a fun fact. The sword-billed hummingbird has a beak longer than its body, ranging from a whopping 80 to 120 millimeters. Talk about overcompensating, function over form. A common myth? Hummingbirds have rigid beaks. Nope. They're super flexible. That's right. They need that flexibility to chomp on insects and spiders. And when it comes to nectar, their beak is like the ultimate GPS, leading them right to the sweet spot, while their tongue, functioning like a micro straw, does the heavy lifting. Evolution and diversity. Evolution's played its part in hummingbird beak design. From the petite bee hummingbird to the I can't believe it's so long, sword-billed variety, these beaks have evolved splendidly, ensuring they get the best out of their environment. Comparison time. When you stack them up against other birds, hummingbirds really have a one-of-a-kind beak, tailor-made for their nectar-sipping and insect-munching needs. Taking care. On a more serious note, just like us, hummingbirds can face challenges. Damaged beaks can occur, but thankfully, wildlife rehab centers are here to help. So, if you ever come across a hummingbird in distress, you know what to do. And before we wrap up, here's something to ponder. The world's full of awe, right from towering peaks to our tiny hummingbird friends. The next time one zips by, take a moment to appreciate it, maybe even catch it opening its beak. Always stay curious and keep exploring the beauty around you. If you love this little dive into hummingbird wonders, don't forget to check out our piece on the mysteries of hummingbird flight. Until then, happy bird watching, everyone, and as always, thanks for tuning in to homebirdfeeder.com.